The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
All right, it's 24 minutes to 10. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing?
Are you well?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much.
Are you a Roy Keane fan, or are you passing observer? How would you describe yourself?
I would be a Roy Keane fan. I've been obviously in Ireland and a United fan, Manchester United fan for years, Ryan. And back in 93 when he signed for United, I was very excited because obviously he's an Irishman and, you know, delighted to see him join the club. And obviously I've watched him perform for Ireland as well, sure. Very admirably over the years.
Let's go back then, shall we, together, Michael, to 1993. And you went over to Old Trafford for Roy's second home game. Is that right, against Newcastle?
That's correct.
Who did you go over with?
I went over with the Irish Supporters Club, the Dublin branch of the Irish Supporters Club back then, Ryan. We used to go over quite a bit, probably about 5-6 times a season.
Good game?
It was quite enjoyable. It was a score draw, 1-1 draw. Andy Cole, actually, who went on to play for United, scored for Newcastle that day. And Ryan Giggs got the one goal for United. So, okay. An enjoyable day.
Nice, a bit of crack with the lads and enjoy the game. What happens after the supporters head over to Old Trafford to a game like that? What do you do at full time?
At full time, Ryan, you know, the crowd trickle out of the stadium. And a lot of the Irish fans traditionally would gather around where the players exit from the stadium. And approximately maybe a half hour after the game finishes, the players come out and they get into their cars, they meet their families, their friends. A lot of the club cars will be parked in front of the stadium back then, and they'd hop into the car and drive off.
Okay. And would they stop and say hello and sign things? Or?
Yeah, they would. They would come over. There would be, like I know these days there's a big cordon there, security, where you can hardly get through to the players. But back then, the players would come out and they'd mingle with the fans. They would sign autographs, post photographs and stuff like that, you know. So, yeah but it'd be a good atmosphere after the game.
Sure, sure. Know? So you were there with a few of the lads watching and waiting. Who were you waiting to see? Was it?
Well, I was waiting to see. Well, back then, my two heroes back then were Dennis Irwin, you know,
Ireland's legend,
for Ireland. Yeah. Ireland legend. And again, there was a lot of excitement because Roy, having signed, there was a lot of excitement, the then British record transfer fee, £3.75 million. Everybody wanted to see him, and he was the poster boy, you know. Like, sure. Nowadays, players are signing for €100 million euro now, but back then he was the big draw.
Okay, and you were all hanging around, maybe try and catch a glimpse of Roy. Was anyone taking pictures, or how did that work? Because you wouldn't have had phones, so.
Yeah, there was, you know, the old Kodak. A little small picture, cameras, and you'd have these things where you'd have maybe about 24 pictures on a roll, but you have to be careful about, you know, taking too many, or you'd have to just pace it out, because if you saw somebody coming out that wasn't the player that you wanted to see, and you were taking too many, you were clicking too many buttons, you might go out of some film, you know.
So you have to kind of press wisely. Don't be trigger happy with the camera.
Exactly, okay. Exactly, Ryan. Okay. Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, I presume eventually Roy emerged.
Yeah, Roy emerged with two lads, and his club car was a Mercedes, and the car was parked outside the exit door where the players would come out. So Roy came out, and he signed a couple of autographs.
Great.
Was very, you know, very cordial with the fans, and then he got into the car to drive off with his friends or family. I don't know who was with him, but at that point, I was with the couple of the lads, and I hadn't managed to get his autograph. But one of the guys, you know, suggests that I just make a dash and say, you know, try and get an autograph at the last minute. Mm. So I ran for the car, and Roy had sat in, and I knocked on the window instinctively. Obviously, you know, at that point, those glaring eyes are piercing back at me. So, when I knocked on the window, I at that point I froze. I didn't know what I was going to say to him. So he rolled down the window, and I said, "Roy, you know, kind of a photograph? Hmm. And he said, where? Because he's sitting in the car. And I said, well, here. And I pointed to the bonnet of his car.
Okay.
And I thought, well, you know, the way it was happening so quick, I said, he's never going to do this. So he said, okay. And he turned to the guy in the passenger seat and said, look, just give me a minute. And he got out of the car. Now, at that point, I froze. I didn't know. You know, you're sort of, you can't believe that this thing is happening. So
yeah.
Anyway, Roy got out and I said, where do we go? So he said, you go over the other side. So I ran around to the passenger side of the front, beside the bonnet, hopped up on the bonnet. Roy hopped up on the bonnet of his side of the car. We put our arms around each other, posed for a photograph. One of the guys had taken the photograph.
Yeah.
And I was over the moon. I thought, well, I said, like, you know, I thanked him. And, you know, I said, like, what else? The day couldn't get any better at that point. So went back to the guys. And the guy who had taken the photograph, he said, look, I just want to tell you, so it's the camera's right at the end of the roll. I don't think this is going to come out. And I said, what? I can't believe it. After, you know yourself, you get to this point and you think, God, like, how could this happen? So, and don't, like you said at the beginning there, Ryan, you don't have a phone. No, but like you can't, somebody else can't say, well, look, here, I have a phone. I just try it again or, you know. So Roy just, you know, he got into the car, he was gone. And when I just, I said, like, how unlucky is that? So went home and and I told, you know, I told my friends, the family, and they thought it was a great one. And I said, like, where's the picture now? Or where? I said, it never came out, you know. So that's my
so
Roy
Keane. The camera, your man was snapping bits of wheels and half a reg plate and wasting the camera roll. And the one picture you needed, gone.
Yeah, and that's exactly it, Roy.
Because come on.
We had actually said to him, like, before... You know the way there's always somebody who's taking pictures of wheels, like, you know, hubcaps and everything like that. Somebody, you know, the door of a car.
This is great.
That's a lovely car. I like the colour of this.
Yeah.
But, he kept, you know, one of the guys said to him, look, you know, you're going to run out of photographs. You're going to run out of roll before one of the stars comes along. And sure enough, it happens, you know.
You never got your picture. That's
never got the picture.
But you got to hang out with him for 3.5 seconds, which is pretty good.
3.5 seconds, absolutely.
And he was very pleasant by the sounds of it.
He was very, very pleasant, and that was the thing, you know. He had this this hard man image, and very much that he was, you know, a tough guy. But there certainly is another side to him. You know?
How old were you at that time?
I was 20 years of age.
20 years of age. Okay. How old are you now? Doing the sums?
I'm 47. 47 today, actually.
This is your birthday today.
It is indeed, yes.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's
Thank
a
you.
Completely irrelevant birthday, but it's a birthday, so congratulations.
47. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you very much.
So
I'll
be doing the same thing in May, so we're the same vintage.
We are indeed. Yes, we are indeed.
Except we have one thing we don't have in common is you've met Roy Keane. I haven't.
Yeah, and obviously I listen to the radio show on a daily basis, driving into work, and I heard you mention that that you haven't met him, and I was surprised actually.
So was I. What are you working at?
I am in furniture sales. I can tell you who I work for.
Yeah, of course.
I work for Easy Living Furniture.
Wonderful. So you're on the road. Are you on the road? Sorry, are you in a showroom or shop?
I'm in a showroom.
Okay, yeah. So you're good with people. I'd say you like people coming through the door, having the chats.
A people person, as
a people person. 47. Are you doing anything nice today or tonight?
I am indeed. My wonderful wife Grace has treated me. She surprised me and she brought me out to Powers Court. Hotel and spa here we came out here yesterday evening, so we spent a beautiful evening and we're just here now, just enjoying the view.
How romantic.
Thank you very much.
Are we interrupting something? I mean, it is.
No.
Are you sure?
No, no.
Do you want me to, I mean, I can, are we, am I in the way or?
No, no, you're not in the way. Okay. No.
I'll tell you what I want to do. We rustled up a little quiz here and we think you're our man for the quiz. There's a prize at stake if you're good enough, which is two tickets to come to the Late Late Show tonight.
Oh.
Would you be in a position to come to the Late Late Show tonight?
I absolutely would be. Absolutely would be, Ryan.
Would Grace be interested in joining you tonight at the Late Late Show?
I think she would very much be interested in joining me.
And if we were to put you up at the Radisson Blue Royal Hotel in Dublin City, would that be okay with you guys?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's just see if you've got what it takes. It's a Roy Keane quiz. Are you ready for this?
I'll give it a shot, Ryan. I'll give it a shot.
Stand by. Michael, this is your moment to shine, to rise, and to go forth and once again lay eyes on Mr. Roy Keane. Your second name, Michael?
Higgins.
Say it again?
Higgins.
Michael, what's your middle name?
Francis.
Michael F. Higgins, this is your moment. Some questions on Mr. Roy Keane, and they begin as follows. If you have a problem with the questions, by the way, don't worry. Some of them are not very clever.
Ridiculous question, and I'm going to give you a ridiculous answer.
So we'll take anything you got for us. Before beginning his football career, a young Roy Keane showed talent as a promising what? Was it a ballet dancer or a boxer? A boxer is the correct answer. We are in. This is good news. Roy Keane began his youth football career with Cork's Rockmount AFC, but what colours does the club wear? Is it black and blue or yellow and green?
Black and blue.
I'm sorry?
Yellow and green.
Keane scored his first goal for the Republic of Ireland against which team? That isn't Southern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
Which former Manchester United manager is Roy talking about in this clip?
What would you do if you met him now? What would you do?
I haven't got a clue. You know, yeah. Truthfully, I'd probably have a go at him.
Alex Ferguson.
What would?
Which former Ireland footballer is Roy Keane talking about in this exchange with RTE's Tony O'Donoghue?
Why wouldn't he be?
Well, his wife just had a baby, and I think that might have delayed.
Robbie Keane.
Yeah, but he didn't have the baby.
Is the correct answer. How much money did Roy Keane sign for with Man United in 1992? Was it £3.75 million or £10
million? £3.75 million.
Correct answer. When claiming to be the good cop in their managerial partnership, Roy Keane said of Martin O'Neill, "Martin makes me look like who? Mother Teresa or Father Ted?"
Mother Teresa.
Now, who is Roy Keane talking about here? Who is Roy Keane talking to here? Is he talking to a hungover student or a sports journalist?
I took you to late night last night, did you?
No,
come on. You know, you got to play the game. Why? I'm going to sit here and say John O'Shea's got to play on Monday night.
Sports journalist?
Yeah, cool.
Sports journalist is the correct answer. What was the name of Roy Keane's faithful companion Labrador Retriever?
Who Trigger.
Triggs. Triggs will take you. There seems to be a lot of confusion over Trigger and Triggs. But Triggs is good enough for us. Complete the famous quote by Roy Keane talking about his dog Triggs. He said, "Unlike humans, dogs don't talk beep."
Back.
It's a very polite way of, yes, he mentioned a different word that begins with S and ends in T and has hi in the middle of it. But we'll go with what you just said because it's more polite. Which RTE journalist conducted the iconic TV interview when Keane had returned home from the...
Tommy Gorman.
Is the correct answer. How many caps did Keane win for the Republic of Ireland?
67.
Good man. Roy Keane was Ireland's player of the tournament in World Cup 1994. What number jersey did he wear?
Six.
Yes, correct answer. You know your stuff. This is great. Michael Higgins, keep going. Which Premier League manager is Roy Keane referring to in this clip?
Fantastic CV and seems like a good fit.
Wait till the clip is finished.
He's not my kind of cup of tea. I find him really irritating when I've coached against him.
Who's he talking about? Who's he talking about, do you think? You still there, Michael?
Jose Mourinho?
Yes, the correct answer. I'm going to ask you another one. And as I say, let the clip play out just so you get the full effect of what he's saying. Try this one. Which Premier League manager is Roy Keane referring to in this clip?
Obviously, the guy you like to see a bit more humility, but you knew once they'd start winning a few games, yeah, he'd get back to his old cocky self.
What do you think, Michael? What was your last answer?
Jose Mourinho.
And finally, which Premier League manager is Roy Keane referring to in this clip?
I've never heard so much rubbish in my life. Why do we have to listen to that garbage? It's just utter nonsense what he's talking about. He's manager of Manchester United, one of the biggest clubs on the planet. The squad he's got, the players, and he keeps moaning about fixtures and fatigue. I'm sick to death of him.
Who's he talking about?
Jose Mourinho.
Don't know how you got it, but you got it right. That is a brilliant result, and it's good enough for us. So tonight then, what do you say? Do you want to come to the Late Late Show?
I would absolutely love to come to the Late Show.
And you're going to bring Grace, and you're going to stay in the beautiful hotel we were talking about, the Radisson Blue Royal Hotel in Dublin City. You ready for this? The birthday boy, Michael Higgins, you ready for all of this?
I am indeed. Thank you very, very much, Ryan.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that very much.
No, it's just a great result. Come and play with us and Roy and the whole gang tonight. Well done, Michael. Have fun. We'll see you later on. Look forward to saying hello to you.
See you later on, Brian. Thank you very much.
I'll catch up with you in the crowd. Okay, enjoy. Thank you so much for that. 9 minutes to 10.